Kiwis hoping to travel to Australia are anxiously waiting for a decision today on whether the travel bubble between the two nations will reopen. The one-way travel corridor was suspended for at least 3 days following a positive COVID-19 case in New Zealand. But another 2 cases since then have cast doubt over whether the restrictions will be lifted when they're due to expire this afternoon. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
With a new grandchild due in just a few weeks, Caro Richards is in a rush to get across the Tasman.
My daughter has no family in Australia except for her partner who works in the mines, so he's in and out. She also has a 2-year-old. It's just, I'll tell you what, I've literally come out in shingles. I've literally haven't been able to sleep for the last couple of days. I just need to get there.
She was due to leave New Zealand earlier this week, but her flight was cancelled after Australia announced it was temporarily suspending the so-called Green Zone arrangements, which had been allowing Kiwis to enter the country without going into hotel quarantine.
It's extremely stressful. I mean, I can understand why Australia did what they did, but I being such close neighbours with Australia and New Zealand, I would have thought other options would have been put in place.
The travel bubble was halted for a minimum of 72 hours in response to New Zealand's first community case of COVID-19 in 2 months. A woman who tested positive to a more transmissible strain of the virus after finishing 14 days of hotel quarantine in Auckland. Yesterday, Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd revealed Australia was seeking more information on another 2 cases from the same hotel before deciding whether to keep the suspension in place when it expires today.
The situation is evolving rapidly. We will be following up the details of both of these cases with the New Zealand authorities once further details, including the results of additional testing, are known.
Michael Baker is a professor of public health at the University of Otago in Wellington. He says Australia's decision to reimpose restrictions on Kiwis is understandable, but he hopes travel will be possible again soon in both directions.
At one point, New Zealand might start to behave a bit like a state of Australia, in the sense that you could have a hotspot in any one of these areas at a certain time, and it wouldn't necessarily shut down travel between other parts of that network, if you like. So I think it's a solvable problem.
New Zealand's performance in handling COVID-19 has been ranked as the best in the world by the Australian think tank, the Lowy Institute, which compared 98 countries on measures such as confirmed cases, deaths and testing rates. The Institute's Hervé Lemayu has told the ABC's CoronaCast podcast that Australia came in 8th, behind nations including Vietnam, Taiwan, Cyprus and Rwanda.
It's remarkable. There is a constellation of smaller countries that really crops up at the top. And what they have in common is not just that they had or instituted early border closures, but that they had competent public health systems. And I think more importantly, that they were able to ring fence their smaller populations around international borders.
Caro Richards just hopes the barriers keeping her family apart come down soon.
I understand protecting the Australians, but I also understand protecting our relationship with Australia as well.
That's New Zealander Caro Richards ending Jade McMillan's report, and New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, has confirmed the 2 new cases are the South African variety and that preliminary genomic sequencing shows a link between them and the earlier case of the woman who'd left hotel quarantine.